Yeah, my name is Ebon Dooley. I'm the broadcast director at WRFG in Atlanta, Georgia. WRFG is one of the pioneering radio stations as far as community radio is concerned, or alternative radio. We've been on the air almost 30 years now. We started in 1973. We started off with 10 watts. We've managed over the years through various increments to come up to 100,000 watts. We started off because Lorenzo Mile saw a need to try to get spots on the radio dial before they were all grabbed up. They were the early pioneers in alternative radio. And they sent a group of people down here from St. Louis to hook up a radio station here in Atlanta. The initial contact was made with people who were affiliated with an alternative newspaper called the Great Speckled Bird. And that was during a time of tremendous turmoil here in Atlanta. The city was going through wildcat strikes and all kinds of stuff. So it seemed good timing that WRFG came into being. We have always tried to be a real alternative to the local media. We've been cutting edge with regard to the culture and music. We were the first to introduce a bluegrass radio in the area. We were the first to have drive time blues. We still are the only station doing that. We introduced reggae to Atlanta, underground hip hop. We were the first station to do extensive jazz programming. So we are proud of that legacy. Atlanta has finally become the international city that it has touted itself to be for quite a while. We have a very large recent immigrant population from all over the world, and our programming reflects a deliberate attempt to serve that community. We have programming that deals with Caribbean culture, South Asian culture, Hispanic culture, of course the indigenous cultures of this area, the Appalachian and African American cultures. And as a result, we have a very loyal listening audience drawn from those communities. They see the station as their radio station, and once again, we're proud of the relationship that we have established with those various communities. But the real thing that distinguishes us has been our stance on information and public affairs. Our current motto is "Your Station for Progressive Information," and we really try to stick with that. And then we had an incident where we had Cuban, what is popularly known as the boat people from Cuba, during a period of time, and many of them were placed under arrest and were incarcerated at the federal penitentiary here in Atlanta. Conditions were so bad there that there was an uprising on the part of those detainees. And when it was the regular media attempted to cover the events, the prisoner said that they wanted to be covered by WRFG and forced the large media to go through us in order to obtain information from the detainees. And that was one of the highlights of our history, because we had developed that kind of relationship with the prison population. We had a program here called Serenata Latina, and Ernesto Perez, who was the program producer at the time, had established a mechanism for family members in Cuba to call the station and through the station to get in regular touch with members who were incarcerated. So the prison population had developed a real feel for WRFG and saw the station as their radio station and had developed a trust for us and what we were doing. So when the hostilities broke out and everything, they naturally turned to us as the media that they wanted to deal with. And we're very proud that we were able to establish that kind of relationship. We strive to do that still with various communities. We have a large immigrant community in the city at the moment, and we do special programming that's geared for them. We have an excellent working relationship with all of the grassroots or activist organizations in the city, and so that's the kind of thing that we strive to do. Of course, we've had our ups and downs during the years. Sometimes we have strayed a bit from that original vision and have drifted toward more music and culture, but we have recently rededicated ourselves to really trying to be a real alternative. And we're sort of proud of the fact that we managed to exist for 30 years trying to do that.
So how is the station governed there? What's
well, we have a board of directors, and the board is a self-perpetuating board, but it chooses its members from a set of nominations that are determined in our bylaws, and one-third of board members are nominated community groups or representatives from activist organizations in the community. One third comes from, and that's our listener base, and one third comes from our volunteer ranks here at the radio station. And the board is free to select one third of the members of the board. Almost always, the one third of the members that the board selects are those who were initially nominated by the listening audience or the volunteers and weren't elected in the first go-round. We have a nine-person program committee. Five of those people are appointed by the board of directors. Four of those people are elected by the volunteers. We also, in addition to the program committee that's responsible for the day-to-day programming decisions and program evaluations and the selection of people to be on the air and all of that, we have a community advisory program board. And this is a group of people, really, that was done under the mandate of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to have an autonomous group of community people who will offer advice on programming on a yearly basis. And basically what they do is they submit a written report to our board of directors at our annual meeting in June. And we are free to follow or not follow their suggestions, but I know on many occasions we have done what they suggested, and I think our programming has been improved as a result. But the basic day-to-day operation is done by the broadcast director, and that's my position, and the program committee, and that committee is my supervisor.
And are your various meetings open to all the listeners?
Our listeners are invited to attend any meeting. Our volunteers are open to attend any meeting. Everything here is wide open. Sometimes that could be result in quite colorful events during periods of controversy, but no, we are wide open. One of the things we discussed at a recent meeting was the notion of a regular report to the listeners where we would go over various decisions that had been made and the ramifications of those decisions as we see them. The interactive nature of a report and call-in from listeners tend to keep you on course, and it helps foster a much closer relationship than otherwise would be the case.